unlock a new era in podcasting with Unfiltered Studios. Ready to break free from the ordinary? Dive into a world where authenticity meets innovation. Our network isn't just about podcasts. It's a revolution. From nostalgia to movies, sports to self-improvement, find your favorite podcast in an array of diverse shows, only at Unfiltered Studios. Join the movement. Subscribe to Unfiltered Studios today and join the podcasting revolution. Unfiltered Studios, where every voice finds its place. Visit unfpod.com today to find your favorite show.
Unfiltered Studios will help you press record.
Good morning. Or should I say good afternoon? I hope everybody's feeling blessed on this beautiful Monday morning that God has decided to bless us in. And won't you come home and join me in giving him some praise real quick? Heavenly Father, we just thank you this morning for breathing your breath into our bodies on this day. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace and your mercy, because we know that is new every single day, Father God. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the fellowship and the leaders, Father God. Heavenly Father, you said in your word, those that have ears, let them hear. Heavenly Father, you also said in your word, Father God, to seek thee first, the kingdom of heaven, and all God's righteousness will be added to you. And we just thank you on this day. We just bless your name on this day, Father God, as we ask you to come on in the room, let us hear your word. Let your living word be planted and etched across the tables of our heart. Let us meditate on your word today, night and day, Father God, in all things that we do. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, amen and amen. I hope everybody is feeling blessed on this beautiful, beautiful day. God is just sovereignly in control. He is always in control. I definitely want to give shots out this morning. First of all, welcome to our season six of 12th Street Talk Back presents Morning Inspirations. This is my baby right here. This is my first love. Doing morning inspirations, a little bit of Bible study. For those that have ears, let your heart be open. Hear God's word. Read along with God's word. We're not ministering over here. We're just reading the word of God, that may it penetrate our hearts, our minds, and our souls on this day. I'd like to thank all my special guests that came onto the show while I was on break. Guys, I was supposed to be on break, and I kept popping up here and there. You know, when God moves, you just move. You just move and you do what he asks you to do. And I had a special guest, Sylvia Morrison, came on. We had been trying to touch bases for quite some time. She happened to pop up and come on to the show on a Tuesday while I was on break. She reached out to me for another adventure that she was doing in her life. And we fellowshiped that day, and she decided the next day she wanted to come on. So thank you. Thank you so much for Sylvia. Also, thank you for Hanan Maribi. Hanan, thank you so much. She was on Friday. Hanan has a terrific story. She has a story that helped her overcome so many things, so many obstacles that was placed in her way. And we all know about that, don't we, guys? We all know that Satan will place things in our lives that's meant to destroy us, but God will come along and use them to make them be our strength. Lessons, trials, tribulations. I'm always talking about how God lets us, allows us to go through trials, allow us to go through tribulations, because that builds endurance, and endurance builds faith. And that's what we need. We need a little bit more of that faith Small as a mustard seed. That's very, very small faith. And, you know, guys, sometimes we can get in our own way. We can overthink it. Sometimes Satan has sent things our way. But in Hanan's case, she was able to go back to Ghana and do some good in West Africa. And I just thank God for her coming on, sharing her story. She also gave us a copy of her free ebook. It's about her and her journey. You guys, if you missed the show on Friday, head on back over to my YouTube channel at 12th Street Talk Back. And it should be pinned on the bottom of the screen. And you can get to know Hanan. You can donate to her cause, as well as Sylvia Morrison. Sylvia Morrison is also, she's actually residing in Ghana. And she has a wonderful story about how God laid on her heart to just do some magnificent, wonderful things for children one Christmas with just $75. And it turned into a lifestyle changed. And, you know, that's how God will use us. That's how this podcast was formed. Just in what God laid on my heart. And I continue to get up and do it every day. Every day is not a great day, but every day that I'm asking God, what can I do for you? Every day that I'm meditating on his word, that makes for a change in my life. It makes for me being able to be used by God and staying in my word and meditating on it night and day, and not just listening to everything and everybody, because we know there's a lot of things out there. There's a lot of people out there that is preaching the gospel. There's a lot of people out there that has a prophetic word. But if you get into your word for yourself, get to know God, have that friendship with God, acknowledge him as your Lord and Savior. And if you haven't already invited him into your life, go ahead and begin to start doing that. Ask God to meet you where you're at. He will meet you where you're at. He will walk with you. You still gonna have bad days. You still gonna have sad moments, but you also gonna have good days. You also gonna have great moments that you can reflect on when some of those times get you down. But God tells us in his word, Jesus tells us to seek thee, the kingdom of heaven first, and all things shall be added to us. He also told us in his word to study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth. And he tells us that, and that's why we have Bible study. That's why we show up and have Bible study or just the reading of the word. So guys, let's jump right into this word this morning. I studied on this word. We left off 2 weeks ago, John chapter 10. And I needed that break. I needed a little break to get ready for this new season that God has me in, season six. And I needed that break. I feel a little bit refreshed. But you know what? We can always use some more refreshment in our life. We got some wonderful people coming on the month of May, June, and July. And guys, just hang out with us. Hang out, hear their testimony. Some are authors, some just have a testimony to share. So let's jump right into this word of God this morning and see what he has for us. So John chapter 10, verse 1. And Holy Spirit, have your way today. Let us meditate on this word. Guys, I studied on this word the whole time I was out. I didn't get any further than chapter 10. But I have learned that whatever God has for me to do, he's going to do it. It will be his will. His will be done. So here we go. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who does not enter the sheep's fold by the door, but climbs up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the doorkeeper opens, and the sheep hear his voice. And he calls his own sheep by name and lead them out. And when he brings out his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. Yet they will by no means follow a stranger, but will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers. Jesus used this illustration, but they did not understand the things which he spoke to them. Then Jesus said to them again, "Most assuredly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All whoever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for his sheep, but a hireling, he is not the shepherd. One who does not own the sheep sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees. And the wolf catches the sheep and scatters them. The hireling flees because he is a hireling and does not care about the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and I'm known by my own. As the Father knows me, even so I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they will hear my voice, and there will be one flock and one shepherd. Therefore, my Father loves me because I lay down my life that I may take it again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This command I have received from my Father. Therefore, there is a division among the Jews because of these sayings. And many of them said, he has a demon and is mad. Why do you listen to him? Others said, these are not the words of one who has a demon. Can a demon open the eyes of the blind? Now it was the feast of dedication in Jerusalem, and it was winter. And Jesus walked into the temple in the Solomon's porch. Then the Jews surrounded him and said to him, how long do you keep us in doubt? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly. Jesus answered them, I told you, you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. But you do not believe because you are not of my sheep. As I said to you, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hands. My Father has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. Then the Jews took up stones again to stone him. Jesus answered them, many good works I have shown you from my Father. For which of those works do you stone me? The Jews answered him, saying, for a good work we do not stone you, but for blasphemy, and because you, being a man, make yourself God. Jesus answered them, is it not written in your law? I said, you are gods. If he called them gods to whom the word of God came, do you say of him whom the Father sanctified and sent into the world, you are blaspheming? Because I said, I am the Son of God. If you do not do the works of my Father, do not believe me. But if I do, though you do not believe me, believe the works that you may know and believe that the Father is in me and I in him. Therefore, they sought again to seize him, but he escaped out of their hands. And he went away again beyond the Jordan to the place where John was baptizing at first, and there he stayed. Then many came to him and said, John performed no sign, but all things that John spoke about this man were true. And they believed in him there. So guys, we're going to stop right there. That was chapter 10, verse 1 through 42. And as I was meditating on this word and got into my commentary, it started off by saying to us, most assuredly, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs up some other way, is the same as a thief and a robber. To us, my Matthew Henry tells me, Satan has no concern for us, the sheep. The Pharisees supported themselves in their opposition to Christ with the principle that they were pastors of the church and that Jesus was an intruder, an imposter. Therefore, the people were bound by duty to stick with them against Jesus. Here, Jesus explains to us who are false shepherds and who are true. And plainly, that just says to us, Jesus is the way. He's the truth and the light to safety. We must go through him to be saved. And all of us have heard that at one particular time in our life. If you are in this Bible study today, we know that we can't enter into the door by nobody else other than Jesus Christ. He makes intercessions on our behalf. He sits on the right of our Father. My commentary goes on to tell me that man's heart is wicked. And we should not, but we should follow God to be saved. So we shouldn't follow man. We should follow God to be saved. It also talks about the shepherd. God tells us plainly in his word that most assuredly that he is the good shepherd. He's the good shepherd. And he goes on to let us know who could enter. In chapter 10, verse 2, he begins to tell us, but he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. And he's talking about leaders. He's talking about in leadership. He's talking about in service to God for the people. He's talking about us people that are in leadership positions, such as ministers and pastors. He's talking about all of that when he talks about the shepherd, but he refers to himself as the good shepherd. My commentary goes on to tell me, a shepherd leads his people to green pastures, like God says in his word. His sheep knows his voice when he calls, and they follow. It also gives a side note. Good are compared to sheep. Men depending on our Creator for everything that we do. Men of God that are in this position to be shepherds to the sheep will lead us. It also goes on to tell me that the church of God in the world is a sheepfold. And the sheepfold are the children of God. But sometimes when the wolf comes along, the sheepfold, the children of God, gets scattered because they're exposed to the thief and the robber. Wolves in sheep's clothing. We've all heard this. Wolves in sheep's clothing. Imposters. Somebody that knows the word backwards and forward. But they use it for capital gain instead of leading God's people. And that's what the Pharisees said. They thought of themselves more than the people that they were leading. They thought of themselves more than they thought of themselves with the clothing and all of that stuff, such as what we do today. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. We can't put things before God, especially if you're put in a leadership position. God wants us to live an abundant lifestyle. Jesus is the way, the door of the sheep. Anyone that came before Jesus, they were as thieves and robbers. That's what my Matthew Henry tells me. A great shepherd of sheep takes wonderful care of the flock and all that belongs to it. But God is the good shepherd. Jesus is the good shepherd. It also goes on to talk more about the shepherd. The shepherd who are in charge or entrusted to feed the flock of God ought to be careful and faithful in the discharge of that trust. Ministers must serve them in their spiritual interests and must feed their souls with the word of God. They must know their members by name and watch over them, bring them into pastures, feed them God's word. And it also goes on to tell me, in return, those who are truly sheep of Christ will be observant of their shepherd and very cautious to add any strangers. They're going to follow the shepherd. They're going to know his voice. They will know his voice when called and have a discerning ear and an obedient heart. They flee from strangers and dread following strangers because they know not his voice. And all of us know when God is calling us to something. All of us know when we hear God's voice in everything that we do. All of us know when you're studying your word. I mean, I got notes after notes after notes. But if I don't get into my word for myself, and if God has placed me in a good church with a good shepherd, listen to the voice of that shepherd that leads me to God, not away from God. It makes me want to get into my word. A good shepherd makes you want to study on your word. Fast, prayer, seeking that friendship with God. But in order to have that friendship with God, we must get into our word. We must get into our word. I said earlier, and I wrote this on my board, 2 Timothy chapter 15, it says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And that's a mouthful right there. And God gave that to me while I was on break. My husband always said that from the time that I met him. But I wasn't following Christ like I am now. So those, it meant nothing to me until I got to this point in my life. And I was having a conversation with someone a week or two ago, right after we came off break. I had heard something and I just thought I knew it all. I thought I knew because I'm a lover of the word. and we're in the Old Testament as well as the New. And it was something that was said out of the Old Testament that I just did. My soul couldn't agree with it. So I thought, because I thought I knew more of God's word. I thought that that particular piece that this particular person was talking about, it just was not right. I was not going along with it. It disturbed my spirit. I kind of got a little bit of discombobulated about it. I'm not even going to lie. And I went and I investigated. Not because I thought I was wrong, because I just thought I knew. Well, guess what? I was wrong. I knew some of it, but I didn't know all of it. And in my spirit that morning, as I got off my knees to pray, that's what God placed in my spirit. Like I said, my husband had been saying it for a while. Study to show thyself approved. And after I got off my knees, that fell in my spirit. I didn't know the whole complete scripture. So I went and found it. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman needeth not to be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth. And I said all of that to say, God checked me. He checked me. Holy Spirit checked me. And that is a part of the walk. Being able to be chastised by your Heavenly Father. Our word tells us as well. If you are going to be chastised by your earthly father, and I'm paraphrasing, guys, for all my Bible scholars, then of course you can be chastised by your Heavenly Father. And the Holy Spirit will convict you when you step out of line. And I was out of line. I was out of line. And he convicted me. And it showed me to humble myself. Just because I had read and reread something does not mean that I'm always right. And sometimes we people will stand on something and think that we're right about it. And we will become argumentative without going back and doing the investigation. But God wants to use all of us in a mighty way, which requires us to get to know him, have a friendship with him. And although I pride myself in being born again and having a friendship with my Lord, my Savior, Jesus Christ, in that moment, he was able to humble me. But if I didn't have that connection and it wasn't bothering my brains to go back and reread what I had already read, then I would have just stood on what I thought. But being a child of God, a woman of God, and letting the Holy Spirit lead me, I was able to get back into my word and discover that I need to continue to study. Not for people, not to divide somebody's word that know what they're talking about, but for me. It says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So as I grow with God, as I grow into my walk, I realize to keep my nose in scripture, but I also was reminded, just not knowing everything, it's okay, because this thing is a growth thing. Just like if you're married or have children, you grow into a relationship with one another. We're constantly finding out different things about one another. We're constantly finding out different things about our children and ourselves. But it didn't tell me to study to show myself approved to people. It told me to study to show myself approved to God. Then when I'm out here and I'm talking to his sheep, because I'm a sheep too, I'm still a baby sheep. I just enjoy reading the word of God. But when I'm out here trying to encourage someone else that I need to know, and I need to know it rightly so I can rightly divide the word of truth. My commentary went on to tell me a lot more, and we'll pick up on that on Wednesday because I want to make sure that I get everything, all my I's and my T's, and my I's dotted and my T's crossed. But I want to leave you with this. He said in his word, "By me, if any man enters into the sheepfold, he shall be saved. He shall go in and out." How do we come into the fold? But we only can come into the fold by Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the door. He is the good shepherd. He makes himself both the door that you can enter into and the good shepherd. My commentary also tells me, and we've heard this before, that the thief does not come except for to steal, kill, and destroy. But it says, "I have come that you may have life and that you may have it more abundantly." Don't let Satan steal your joy. Don't let him steal your heart, your spirit. But be led by the door, which is Jesus Christ. Be led by the door. And how do we do that? We get into our word, we get into it and discover friendship with our Heavenly Father for ourselves. Get into the word. Get yourself in a Bible study group like this one. Get yourself into the word for yourself. Spend some time with God. Let him etch the words of his daily bread across the tables of your heart. Let all things be added to you. Be blessed in all you do today. I want you guys to know that I have really enjoyed doing this Bible study. I'm learning a lot this year, this season in my life. I encourage you to make him a part of your life. We go along and we do so much, making other things a part of our life. We go out of our way to do other things. But make Jesus Christ your Lord and Savior in your life today. Walk with him. Talk to him. Spend some time. Because there is a period in my life where I tried to figure out everything for myself. And I left God out of it. And as I look back on that period now, I couldn't do it without God. I couldn't do it without him. And as I'm still meditating on his word, day and night, he's always in my thought. He's always in my spirit. I'm finding now, I still can't make it without him. I'm finding now that I still sometimes be in my own thoughts And he said in his word, his thoughts for me are higher above anything that I could possibly imagine. So can we imagine? Can you imagine what he wants for your life today? Because I can imagine what I want for my life, but I can't possibly imagine what God wants. But I know through his grace and mercy, he's going to get me from point A to point B. I just got to keep trusting. I got to hold on to that faith. I got to keep being reminded that he will meet me right where I'm at, no matter where I'm at in my life. I have got to discover him as the good shepherd, as my friend, as my father, and keep on pushing. Give him some time today. Walk and talk with him. Walk and talk with him. Peace and blessings to you all. Until next time, we'll see you on Wednesday. If it be in God's will, let God pierce your heart with something today. He said in his word, and the other sheep, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they will hear my voice, and there will be one flock and one shepherd. He was talking about us, the Gentiles. He was talking about us. So there is room. There is room. He already adopted you. Until next time.
This podcast is a production of Unfiltered Studios. If you would like to know more about joining Unfiltered Studios, please visit our website at unfpod.com for more information.